Breaking news alert from 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's news and talk.
And good evening, it's 7:18. I'm Rich Jones, live in the 24-hour Breaking News Center, and we need to update you on a situation that has been unfolding in downtown Jacksonville for the better part of about 4 hours or so now, and it's only escalated from here. An organized rally and protest against recent police violence against individuals, including a gentleman from Minneapolis, Minnesota, continued to escalate through the afternoon. It started at 3 o'clock, and over the last several moments, in downtown Jacksonville near the Main Street Bridge and not too far from the sheriff's office and the jail, things have continued to escalate. WOKV's Hannah Lee has been following this since about 2:30, 3 o'clock or so this morning. Hannah, bring me up to date on what's been happening over the last few minutes.
Hi, yeah. So at first it started off very peacefully at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. But just in the past, I would say, hour and a half, people have started to throw things at police cars. People are blocking off Main Street Bridge, which is a major bridge here in Jacksonville. And then I would say in the past 30 minutes, more police have come out and have deployed tear gas. And I've seen 3 people arrested so far. Crowds are starting to disperse a little bit, but police are still out and people are still protesting. Not as many as earlier, but still quite a few.
So over the last few hours, and it's okay, I mean, just talk us through what you've been seeing here. Hannah Lee and Rich Jones were live on 104.5 FM. We just want to bring you up to date on what's been happening. I would imagine that traffic in downtown Jacksonville, if you do have plans to be down there, for example, for dinner, say at the Calford Chop House area or some of the other restaurants or bars in the area, though the bars aren't open, but restaurants still are at this point. Over the last maybe couple of hours, as you had said, it started out in a peaceful manner. It was near the Duval County Jail and the courthouse. And then I was following you on Twitter, and it appeared as though the rally went down all the way to the courthouse. So it was at the jail and the sheriff's office on Bay Street and then all the way down to the courthouse?
Correct. So at first it started off in front of the headquarters on Bay Street. And then I would say almost 1,000 people. It seemed like 1,000 people showed up in a peaceful protest, all with signs, and they all marched. If you know downtown Jacksonville, you know it's very much of like a square. You can easily circle one building. So that's what they did, is that they circled the JSO headquarters downtown. And then after that, it appeared that groups started to disperse. People started going home, but people also started to come into downtown. So smaller groups started to disperse. Some started going to the courthouse. Some started going to the pre-trial detention center, where I actually saw people starting to get face-to-face with police, and really the first, I would say, tense moment of the day. And then, sorry, I'm seeing police starting to run towards the end of the street, not seeing what's going on. But as I was saying earlier today, there was tension going on at the pre-trial detention center. But then the two groups from the courthouse and the pretrial detention center met up. They met up at the Main Street Bridge, where they blocked the bridge where people couldn't exit. And then from there, they started coming over to where actually my vehicle is near, here on Market and East Bay Street. And that's when firecrackers started going off. Things started to get thrown at police officers, at police cars. People started to jump and sit on top of police cars, and that's when the escalation really went up.
And within the last minute, Hannah, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office has just tweeted, I'll quote from it, it says, JSO is asking those not in the downtown area remain out of the area due to police activity. More information to follow. Clearly, the Sheriff's Office is working to try to diminish the number of people who are in downtown right now, or anyone who may have an idea to go downtown and join in what's been happening over the last several hours to avoid that. More information to follow. We'll certainly stay very close by as we hear more from the sheriff's office over the coming minutes and potentially hours. Certainly hope that before we get into sunset that everything is diminished and we don't see an escalation of any sort of activity in Jacksonville. For the most part, what's been a relatively eventful, yes, but safe and calm protest for the most part, demonstration. As you were there through the afternoon and you had a chance to listen in on some of the chants and some of the speeches from people and probably even talk with some of those who were demonstrating, Hannah, what were some of the key takeaway messages that they were wanting to make sure that their voices were heard on and stuck out to you?
So, sorry to interrupt you, but I am seeing a lot of people starting to run down Newman Street, many of them with their teeth masks on, and I'm starting to hear protesters starting to yell, yeah, all the police force from Newman and East Bay Street has now gone down Newman. I'm not sure what's going on as police are blocking us going to that area, but I am seeing a lot of police moving, and I'm seeing protesters starting to yell again.
Yeah, stay in a safe position. I've been texting Hannah all afternoon saying, how are you doing, and are you feeling like you're in a safe position? Stay in a safe position. We are seeing a handful of people walk up to the police who are spraying something. I'm not sure what that was, but they're spraying some liquid of some kind to try to disperse people as they continue to seemingly push a group of, I mean, I'm not great on crowd size here, Hannah. I see from the lens that I have several dozen individuals. It's possible that there are more. I'm not sure what you would estimate it to be, but several dozen individuals, if not maybe about 100 or so, a smattering of people who are filled in around the area trying to have them disperse, but spraying some sort of a liquid as police essentially have taken over the intersection in front of the Florida Theater right at Noonan and West Forsyth, continuing to try to move people out from that area. Where exactly they're going next, I'm not really sure, but at least trying to separate them and move them out of the area.
No, that's what I'm saying as well. And smoke is starting to pop off in certain areas. People are starting to run away. And I'm seeing firecrackers now.
Yeah, there's smoke right in front of the Florida Theater and now into the street as well.
Yeah.
Whether that's firecracker smoke or some other smoke, there's certainly smoke in the downtown area. I just saw firecracker.
Moving now, people are starting to throw more firecrackers and more smoke.
As those go off. Yeah,
and
as those go off, you
down.
Can see people run. Go ahead.
Yeah, people are starting to run down Forsyth and down Noonan. People are starting to avoid that intersection as smoke is seemingly all over that intersection.
Hey, Hannah, if it's possible, I'm just getting word from the mayor's office that the sheriff and mayor
police are starting to run in our direction. They just detained one person, and protesters are starting to run down East 4th Side Street towards the Hart Bridge exit.
And I'm going to text you right now. Go ahead. I'm going to text you right now, Hannah, a location to get to as we are hearing that the sheriff and the mayor are going to address what is happening downtown right now. So stand by. I will get this to you.
Yeah.
Is that smoke?
Sorry.
It's pretty smoky there.
They just released some tear gas.
Okay.
Right where I and two other stations are at, so they are blocking off North Market Street, and I do see ambulances and fire trucks heading down East Forsyth Street.
Let's bring in Ryan Nelson, our colleague with CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax. He's also in the downtown area. Let's listen in to his reporting and where he's located now.
Yes, we're downtown. I can tell you that this is a rapidly dissolving situation. Just a moment ago, we just saw there was a large crowd here, and then the riot gear police and riot gear started advancing, and then everyone started to run. And then as a result of that, the crowd has dispersed just recently in the last couple of minutes. I can tell you that in the last couple of hours, we've actually seen things being thrown at police. We've seen bottles being thrown at police. We've seen just a number of things being thrown at police. And as I mentioned before, this has been a rapidly evolving situation. The crowd deterrent measures that have been used, we've seen things like smoke bombs being thrown. We've seen flashbangs being thrown out. And here we are at the intersection of Forsyth and so I'm going to work on that cross street for you, Market. And earlier this all, there was a protest that was happening in wake of the George Floyd situation that happened in Minnesota. That had happened for about a couple of hours, and we're going to move here as the police continue to advance. I'm trying to help my photographer out right now, but there was a protest that was happening earlier, and it was mainly a peaceful experience for a lot of the people who were here. And then at some point, the tensions rose between the people and the police officers who were here. And then we saw those crowd control measures being deployed. And that's when we saw things like flashbangs. And there, we even saw at one point some of the smoke bombs that were thrown out. People even grabbed them and began throwing them back at the police officers as well. So we've seen, as simply put, a chaotic situation down here in Jacksonville and downtown Jacksonville.
Rich Jones along with Hannah Lee. We're on 104.5 FM, Jacksonville's News and Talk, WOKV Jacksonville and Atlantic Beach. And we have an ongoing developing situation in the downtown area over the last 90 minutes or so, as what started off as early this afternoon, about 3 o'clock or so, a safe and peaceful demonstration, as you heard Tanika wrapping up on George Floyd's death, Jamie Johnson and others, escalate into a boiling point about an hour or so ago, which is about the time that Hannah Lee and I came to air and started to bring you coverage and updates here on WOKV, as some of the protesters were throwing bottles and throwing other projectiles at law enforcement. There was damage to a couple of law enforcement vehicles as well. And we have seen that continue to escalate. Now it would appear as though large crowds have been essentially minimized and reduced by law enforcement, but I'm still watching a couple of different feeds where police are walking down streets and continue to try to disperse smaller cluster groups of people and individuals who are still milling around in the downtown area. Over the last several minutes, we heard from Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, who said, hey, many today peacefully made their voices clear for justice. We hear you and we'll work with you, but those who remain causing damage and attacking first responders will not be tolerated. The mayor saying, I'm downtown with the sheriff, and we're committed to preventing violence and property damage from those who are making the wrong choices. We expect in moments to hear from Mayor Lenny Curry and Sheriff Mike Williams. Earlier, I took a call from the sheriff's assistant, who had said that he is gathered and they're working to address the community and address the demonstrators, especially not too far, actually, from where this is happening. We're about to hear from the sheriff and the mayor. Hannah, we're going to put you on hold for a minute, and we'll hear from you in a recap in a few minutes.
About 3 o'clock today, we had a close to about 1,200 people show up for a protest, a peaceful protest. That protest lasted about an hour, maybe a little longer than an hour. We had really good cooperation from the organizers, really good cooperation from the group, and then that protest began to break down. Around 6:30, roughly 200 people that had hung around since the initial protest began to confront police officers. They began to throw rocks. They attacked several police officers. They vandalized several police cars, attempting to light them on fire, breaking windows. I don't have a direct count as of yet, but a lot of direct action against the first responders that were out there protecting that peaceful protest from earlier today. We had one officer who was stabbed or slashed in the neck and is currently at the hospital. So with that, we've responded with our mobile field force. We have SWAT elements out here. Obviously, as you can imagine, we have a number of additional officers out here. We're also continuing to follow a lot of social media activity about other potential hotspots in the city. Most of those have not come to fruition, although we are responding and preparing for that. So as we sit here now, we are wrapping up really the events downtown. We still have probably 100 people that we are, you know, working to deal with in the downtown area, really on Bay Street. So if you saw earlier, we did ask people to stay out of downtown until we could get this situation handled. And so we'll be monitoring this throughout the evening. We'll have additional officers on the street. Throughout the evening, we'll be responding to, obviously, calls for service. We'll be responding to what we find through our intelligence channels and looking to, obviously, bring a peaceful conclusion to this and not have this happen all night long. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the mayor for a couple of comments, and then we can have some questions.
Thanks, Sheriff. Our city has a history of when people protest and petition their government, they do it peacefully, they do it respectfully, their voices are heard, and that's exactly what we saw when they showed up earlier today. Obviously, when we know a protest is going to happen, the sheriff's team, sheriff always briefs me. They work with the protesters to make sure that it is organized and peaceful and that their voices are heard. And that's exactly what happened for a good part of the day. And then, as the sheriff said, started with 1,200 people, families. I watched it. There were some kids out there making their voices heard respectfully. And then they left, and the folks that are left are, it's not about peaceful protest. It's not about reform. It's not about change. It's about violence. Police officers have been attacked, and we're just not going to tolerate in our city. We're not going to let them burn our city to the ground.
Is there a curfew coming, or?
So not at the moment. So we'll talk about it if we have what we think is going to be a protracted event over a couple of days, and we'll talk about a curfew. But right now, just conversation, but nothing. No plans for curfew at this point.
Sheriff Mike Williams, as they update the events that have occurred in the downtown area through the evening, what started off as a pretty peaceful and large demonstration, in fact, did escalate with one officer now injured, stabbed or slashed in the neck. WOKV's Hannah Lee just listened in to that update. And Hannah, admittedly, I had a bit of an issue here with the feed. So I'll have you just kind of recap some of the other key moments, because the sheriff also talked about the escalation that included having a number of people surrounding a couple of officers, and SWAT had to mobilize to move in to secure and save them and save them for their own safety. So kind of recap some of the other key things that the sheriff and the mayor discussed about the events this evening.
Of course. So one of the big takeaways is that an officer was stabbed in the neck. He is currently at the hospital. A couple of other officers are injured. And right now, we don't know how many people have been detained, but there have been quite a few, according to Sheriff Mike Williams. And right now, they believe that there are still about a little less than 100 people downtown that they are trying to disperse. JSO does have presence at other locations, such as Town Center and other places throughout Jacksonville, where there have been rumors where protests and possibly riots may occur later today.